I Say Podcast is the real truth back. You know what I'm saying? In these salons, barbershops back open, got a nigga back looking like somebody.
Yeah, man, it's DJ Rain. And normally, you know, this would be about a time I'd be pissed and ready to rant, even though I'm angry as fuck. But I'm going to try something different. I was focusing on this, man. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may also benefit those who listen. You know, that was just the first part of Ephesians, man. So, 29. So, as opposed to saying, fuck you and I'm angry, I'm going to try to take a different approach.
Okay. So, you pastoring now?
Not at all.
Pastoring, all right.
Not at all, but I'm trying to find a better way than being so fucking angry. You know what I mean? Because I've really, like, real shit, like, I've really been to a point where I had to just take a step back, and the only thing I could gather was, like, I was not praying for a solution. I was praying for someone to have smoke with so I could take out my frustration.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's kind of still where I am, honestly. You know.
Anybody listening or hop on the live that got smoke, go ahead and reach out, hit the DM, add us, you know what I'm saying?
Chilling with Juice. What up, Hustle Boy?
Yeah, what up, Hustle Boy?
Man.
All right, so.
It's been a while, but I actually do the board, remember?
Oh, you know, yeah. Stay well, we're getting to that, you know what I mean? Welcome back. We're going to kick it off, Carolina Music Review. We got, what is it again, YBN?
Why is Sam Byron Y?
Why is
name of the song is Get Right.
Oh, all right. You heard it. YSN Burn One, name of the song, Get Right.
Hey, Gunna, you know what it is, bro? They slept on us too long, bro. You know it's time to get right that bag straight, ain't it?
You know it.
You know bitch, that. I'm on, I had to get right. Cush back in my lungs, I'm blowing strong, it made me sit tight. Baby, check my lungs, I smack her ass and told her get right. Now she with the shit, I put her on and told her get right. Bitch, we on, we bout to get right. Bitch, I'm on, I had to get right.
Yeah.
Cush back in my lungs, I'm blowing strong, it made me sit tight.
Shit.
Baby, check my lungs, I smack her ass and told her get right. Now she with the shit, I put her on and told her get right. Bitch, we on, we bout to get right. Yeah. Bitch, I'm on, I had to get right. Pump my brakes, I had to sit tight. Had a nigga said he fuck with me, to me it didn't sit right. Play the game, I talk my shit right. Roll my gas, see what it hit like. Your little bitch, she wanna fuck with me, but at least she getting dick right. Ever had a nigga fold on you? Yeah, I know what that shit like. See no difference in the fair and the foe. To me, they get the same price. Call my plussy with the lyrics. Say he got just what my team need. And he know it's a big 10. If he ever disrespect me, and I know I got him mad, cause they see I'm getting my shit right. Steady focused on my progress. My lane cleaner than new headlights. Cause cologne gotta keep my scent right. New old school, make sure the shit right. And I'm at it like an addict. Bitch, you average nigga, get right. Bitch, I'm on, I had to get right. Cush back in my lungs, I'm blowing strong, it made me sit tight. Baby, check my lungs, I smack her ass and told her get right. Now she with the shit, I put her on and told her get right. Bitch, we on, we bout to get right. Bitch, I'm on, I had to get right. Cush back in my lungs, I'm blowing strong, it made me sit tight. Baby, check my lungs, I smack her ass and told her get right. Now she with the shit, I put her on and told her get right. Bitch, we on, we bout to get right.
I told her pull my dick, I'm trying to get right. Call the plug, I had to get right. Send that pack and make it airtight. Play with me, you meet this Glock. I got a red bone and she whiff, I keep it on. She my shooter, all in traffic, I be moving. Serving packs, that's what I'm used to. Get this money, all I know. DBM until I go, I bend her over, she want more. Shoot this, come off in her throat. My little, yeah, I'm tryna, serve a cutie, bust a nut. Count some money in here, smoke. Excel, then I count some more. My partner crossed me by some zone. We made loyal, that's the code. Call today, I'm still on go. Never will I fold. I'm blowing strong, make me sit nice. She view the time, and say I look nice. Smack her ass. Told to get right, dick down her throat, that's a good night.
Bitch, I'm on, I had to get right. Cush back in my lungs, I'm blowing strong, it made me sit tight. Baby, check my lungs, I smack her ass and told her get right. Now she with the shit, I put her on and told her get right. Bitch, we on, we bout to get right. Bitch, I'm on, I had to get right. Cush back in my lungs, I'm blowing strong, it made me sit tight. Baby, check my lungs, I smack her ass and told her get right. Now she with the shit, I put her on and told her get right. Bitch, we on, we bout to get right.
Yeah, so that was Get Right by
Why is Sam Burn one?
Yeah, there you go. Anderson, what is your feedback on Get Right?
The song is straight.
Okay.
So I'm going to stamp it.
Okay.
Straight little track.
Yeah, I like it. Buddy on the Hook gave me kind of like a T.I. feel. I don't know why. He kind of sounded like I could hear T.I. on that hook. But, yeah, I fuck with it. Get Right. I don't know who the other dude was that was featured on
it. Sound like it was Gunna the way he kept saying Gunna in the song. But who knows?
That was definitely not Gunna.
No, not the Gunna, but you know what I'm saying? The nigga kept saying Gunna in the song.
So I didn't pay that no attention. I was just listening to the voice. But, yeah, so I'm glad we was able to kick that off. I had to talk Andy off the ledge because he wanted to open up with 6ix9ine's new song, Goober. But we went with not.
You out your motherfucking mind if you believe it. This nigga starting the shit off on par, lying his ass off. I don't even know I didn't even know the name of that nigga song. You know, this nigga was prodding me. He hit me a man. Somebody would have hit that shit. What you gonna say? I don't got that shit.
Yeah, we gotta see what's going on. I don't got that shit. We gonna dive into that. But hey, welcome back. Real quick, house rules. I know it's been a minute. If you hear us hollering people out on random during the episode, if you're not on the live, that's us hollering out people who have joined the live.
We don't have mind fucking Tourette's.
Yeah, just mind your business. If you hear us cover a topic,
bitch,
that was submitted by someone you fuck with, and the topic is about you, take that up with the person who submitted the topic. Mind your business.
Shut the fuck up!
You know, we don't want to hear none of that shit. And if you wonder where we been, we told y'all motherfuckers we was going to quarantine. Ooh. If you didn't choose to quarantine, that's completely on you. But we did. So mind your business on that as well. We're back. Mm. So those are the house rules. We're going to go ahead and get into this shit. Andy, how have you been feeling and what are you coming out of quarantine with?
Here's what I'm coming out with, man. And it's, I'm going to just preface it. My mom raised me to be OCD. Like, you know, she worked in the chemical engineering plant. She was in human resources. She learned a lot about a lot of nasty shit at a germ level. Put me on a whole lot of shit. It really just made me super paranoid. I look at engagements now with people. I mean, you ain't even got to fuck them. Like, the people that you hang around now, I've been at a level of paranoia. Whoever you're around, you know, the same way you worried about the STD if you fucking, if you have, you know, a higher propensity, like high blood pressure, lupus, any disablement that 70% of black people have, you got a better chance of getting knocked off by this shit. So I think about it like, I think about interactions and engagement in a completely, completely different way. And I also want to say, before niggas start getting too whooped up about the government, I was talking to Dwayne about this shit too. And you may not like it, but you just fuck you and your opinion. I really don't give a shit. But a lot of you motherfuckers feel like, you know what, the government was completely out to try to kill these niggas. If that's your excuse for this, I think you fucking up because that shit has been going on for fucking decades, bro. Do your goddamn history. This is nothing fucking new. But let's get some things fucking clear. I think that everybody who lives in certain states, particularly in the South, as a black man can agree with. As a black man living in South Carolina, knowing people who live in Georgia, and I think Iz and Merv will attest to this, we all know that at the government level, the government can't tell these niggas shit. Can't tell these motherfuckers what they bet not do and them not do it. So, motherfuckers were moving. Motherfuckers was kicking it. Motherfuckers was partying. Motherfuckers was kickbacking. You know what I'm saying?
Not we even saw understand. Y'all niggas.
Yeah, motherfuckers can be completely asymptomatic and you can fuck over a lot of people, you know? Like, I don't internet, but I still think about the people who passed due to COVID that I've known, promoters. You know, like steady rocking. That shit, you know, that shit lingers with me. So I take that shit very, very serious, you know, because I got a 16-month-old daughter. So, but anyway, the government wasn't trying to kill you motherfuckers. They knew that you motherfuckers was going to do what the fuck you wanted to do. Hell, most of y'all was fresh as fuck this whole entire time. Like, motherfuckers got their, oh, I'm back now, I'm woofing, and this, that, and the third. Most of you motherfuckers was fresh as fuck every fucking day.
Yeah.
Because you was just out and about and just kicking back and doing all that old shit. You know, and South Carolina is ranked in terms of, you know, the COVID responsibility. What's their rank? What was our grade? On an A to F scale.
We got F on social distance.
We got a motherfucking F on social distance.
Yeah.
So, I think the government realized, hell, these niggas are gonna be niggas.
Yeah.
We can't tell these niggas shit. So, let's go ahead and get money any fucking way and open the fuck back up. Because these niggas are still moving.
They're still
the only difference is we ain't getting our cut.
Right.
So, like, don't just 100% turn around and blame the government. Turn around and look at yourself. Blame yourself. You know.
Listen, man. What this shit show everybody, everybody who's popping out, couldn't sit down. Motherfuckers got self-esteem issues. They got to be seen. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to just play the background and still go be relevant, whether you're on the scene or not. They don't have any relevancy any other time, so that's why I still got to be out here. I got to be seen acting like shit ain't shut down. It happened. I got invited, man, to so many kickbacks and just coming over kicking it. Ask me how many of them shits I went to. Zero.
Man, motherfuckers knew my black ass wasn't, like, my DJ partner's like, man, I ain't even hit you up for that shit. I knew you wasn't going to be with that shit.
Hell
and
no.
And then he was like, one of our homeboys, a mutual DJ, he was like, yo, we need to have a jam session together. I thought the nigga meant, you know, we going to get on an internet and share screen type shit.
Yeah.
And I hit up another DJ because I was at work. I didn't have time to communicate back and forth with him. He was like, nah, nigga, that nigga want to come over there to the crib.
Oh.
And, you know, get fucked up. And, you know, I'm like, I ain't with all, nigga. No, absolutely not. You know.
Nigga ain't with all that.
You are not coming here.
But we kind of hopped right in. But the Carolina news, too. So, two things. First off, all this COVID-19 shit has, don't let that shit distract you. All right? So, here's a new one. A new outbreak of disease in the upstate of South Carolina, and it's not coronavirus. Pay attention, motherfuckers. Hepatitis A. Highly contagious viral infection of the liver is spreading in the upstate. Health officials say their efforts to fight the outbreak are being hampered by the COVID-19 pandemic. The number of confirmed hepatitis A cases in Anderson County so far this year, 86. Double the number of cases typically seen in an entire year. Now also, hepatitis A cases are increasing in Spartanburg County and Greenville, and has already had nearly 36 cases this year. It's found in the feces and blood of people who are infected. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it spread when someone ingests it, usually through close personal contact with an infected person.
This is a downer.
Or from eating contaminated food or drink. Symptoms will include yellow skin or eyes, stomach pain, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and dark urine. Loss of appetite, tiredness, and joint pain are also symptoms. People with mild symptoms may experience them for a couple weeks before they become persistent and you understand that you're infected. So, again, people, just sit the hell down. Even though shit opened back up, people like, oh, I can't wait to go to the club and order around and get appetizers. Like, what the fuck?
Pretty Bonita, what's happening?
What up, though? Do that shit at the house. Make you some appetizers, have you some drinks at the house. You don't got to be out here with all that shit, man, because it's a lot of shit out here. And y'all niggas keep saying, oh, yeah, y'all bullshitting, it ain't nothing. Okay, keep out there riding with that shit.
And you know what? Another thing I'm really disappointed with you niggas about. I really thought that you motherfucking dumbass niggas would have just, you know, like, created a fucking uproar. Like, I thought that this was going to be a time for a whole new world order in terms of we have to get it, we don't have... The government lied to y'all. They knew this motherfucker was going to be shut down for months. They lied to y'all and said, okay, we're going to drop a little two-week here. He's going to give you a little 14-day piece. Oh, we're going to drop another 30-day piece. Oh, we're going to try to squeeze another 14 in here. Oh, let's back... They'll stretch it out another 14. And they didn't stretch this motherfucker out. If they would have told niggas we're going to be shut down for 3 or more months, motherfuckers would have been riding. Motherfuckers would have been looting. Motherfuckers would have been going crazy. I kept my... This nigga will tell you, God is my witness, nowhere on me, I did not have at least one gun within arm range reach. Nowhere I went. Nowhere. This entire time. And it wasn't even that fucking serious. Because you motherfuckers got the internet and y'all got y'all, well, fucking matches, the verses, which are fucking fine. But y'all got all of this shit on the internet and fucking off doing nothing that you just don't even, you don't even have time to think about really what's going on. So, you know, way to let me down, niggas.
No time. And then, before we hop into some real shit, after, you know.
Damn, that was a lot of real shit.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes, we decided we was going to give y'all a good-ass tongue lashing. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what the fuck we did. A good tongue lashing. But when this shit opened up, I seen motherfuckers posting, oh, I'm going to the beach. The suites are for the low. Niggas went to the beach. And us black folks, typically, you seen the video that popped out on the news this morning? Niggas got in this big-ass fight. Nigga was getting his ass whipped. Got up and just started shooting, letting off. 4 people got shot. I think a police officer got shot. And it was some rival gang members from the same city, nigga. I think they said, like, Chesterfield or some shit. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, the sooner shit open, motherfuckers going crazy already. When I'm sure these niggas done seen each other in the hood or right up the street from each other, but you wait to go out of town with motherfuckers trying to enjoy themselves, and then you want to just start shooting with innocent, random people around. And the nigga that was on the nigga's ass, he ain't even the one who got shot. So the nigga he was aiming at, he didn't even shoot him, shot innocent bystanders. You know what I mean? So, man, if y'all out here going, be safe. Just watch out the way, because motherfuckers is still going to be stupid, doing dumb shit. And to Anderson's thing, like he said, he always had something in reach. I suggest that you niggas carry yourselves that way, too, because you never know what's going to pop off. Niggas start randomly shooting, back. You know what
niggas,
I'm saying?
Niggas don't understand. Yeah, I fucked off and drank a lot and ate unhealthy and got fatter. But, like, I was watching, like, on YouTube, I was watching fucking, like, combat, you know, like, close combat videos and, you know, just, like, how to end a fight regardless of your fight level skill within, like, 3 seconds. Like, the blows and the action. Like, for real, like, their movements, their strategic movements, like, they train certain people on, like, so you just end a fight very, very quickly. You just do, like, 1 or 2, 3 things
so
really, really quick.
So you like, all right, I'm done, I'm tired, let me end this.
I mean, it's not even I'm done, I'm tired. It's just like, this person may have the strategic advantage over me. They may be taller than me. They may have, you know, 50-plus pounds on me. I can't go stand up toe-to-toe and blow. Like, there's strategic things that you do, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of them that you immediately go for to try to end it. Yeah. So, I was watching shit like that. Y'all were watching, you know, fucking like Ozark. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like y'all just completely let me down, nigga.
Dude,
like,
you said that shit was so funny, damn. It probably was a dude one time. Now this nigga was a damn, he was a gangster. I ain't even gonna take it from him. He probably was murder size. This motherfucker was just talking shit, like, and niggas was just standing around, like, not responding. So I didn't even realize that the nigga was talking shit to everybody, like, I slapped the fuck out of everybody, all that rah-rah shit. So, by the time I tuned in and realized what the hell was going on, I was like, yo, who the fuck you talking to? He was like, you heard I said something like that. And then, so, I'm walking towards the nigga, and I guess this nigga was like, nah, this big nigga think he finna get close to me. That nigga, I gouged the shit out of me. Like, a peace sign, like, pow, right in the face.
How long ago was this?
Man, this shit probably was about 98, 99. This shit was alone. I probably like 16, 17. But that nigga hit me with the eye gouge, and I ain't never seen no shit like that. Wait, you finna fight a nigga, and a nigga sign you in the eye.
Right. You don't, like, expect that. That's strategic. That nigga had a plan to come in. I'm coming here winning.
And
I know.
As soon as he got on my ass.
And then you took
he had me now. I ain't gonna lie, by the first 30, 45 seconds. Yeah, but I got on his motherfucking ass. But yeah, that nigga, he came in there with the shit. And like you said, you gotta do something to be strategic.
Yeah, like if some big huge ass nigga had the audacity to be like, yeah, I'll give you the first lick, you know, type shit. Like, I'm not going to talk and say, no, 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 I'm ready, get ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, no, 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 like, immediately kicking your neck and, like, or kicking your nuts and try to, like, elbow you in your neck while I'm still, you know, faking like, no, you know, like, I would rather you think I'm scared and paralyzed. Like, he ain't gonna do shit. This nigga scared. And then just immediately just start hollering and just go to town on, you know, the crucial areas.
Let's see what's up, man.
Gotta end it right now. We can't keep going back. We can't even have fucking, if, you know what I'm saying, that shit, if this motherfucker 15 seconds worth of fighting, this, you have failed the lessons learned in these YouTube videos. This
shit should be,
if a nigga got a, if he not bad, I think he could just stand there and you can just give your best cheap shot for free. That's what he, if a nigga said, I'll let you hit first, really, he's like, he said, you can cheap shot the shit out of me right
and
now.
And I'ma still whoop your ass.
And
I got you.
Yeah. So, no.
You gotta take him out, man.
You gotta go ahead and end it.
So, you know, I cracked a little joke by the 6ix9ine Goober shit. And damn,
we gotta talk about a lot of Tekashi.
Yeah, we were talking on a phone conversation about this, and I did ask him, I said, hey man, like when this shit get back popping, and you're wondering, because I don't see this happening the way he be in the clubs. I doubt it. Man. But I see it coming an issue when he go do these white college parties. I can see somebody saying, play 6ix9ine. And I ask him, what's your response going to be? Anderson, chime in.
Well, it was very simple for me. I mean, I don't have any.
Download
Tekashi.
I can airdrop it to you.
Okay, I don't have it, you know. And here's the thing. Like, if it's something as large as that, they're going to already have, like, a tour, like, the same way Yo Gotti any other artist. They're going to have a tour DJ that's going to be paid and know the Tekashi set, you know. So as far as me being involved in something like that, it's pretty damn near unrealistic and not, you know.
Okay.
Now, are you asking me, would I DJ for a snitch?
If he was, no, not DJing for him.
But yeah, just like, am I just playing this music in the club?
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, I'm. Mm-hmm. I, you know,
yeah.
I feel bad. You know, I wavered a little bit on that Pretty Ricky shit because remember, we talked about that a while back. The charges that he allegedly had against child molestation for family members and whatnot.
Oh, Pleasure P.
Yeah, that's right, Pleasure P. And I didn't play a lot of Pretty Ricky or Pleasure P for a long time. I still don't play any solo Pleasure P, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, they want that Pretty Ricky. You know, mm-hmm. They want that shit. So I made some concessions and played that song, but I don't feel like I need to necessarily, in order to make my set better, have to go to a route, you know, where I need to get some Tekashi music. I wasn't playing Tekashi before in the clubs that I was going to and the environments that I was in. So I'm not, I don't have a reason in all seriousness to go ahead and start.
But at the white folks party, you remember them motherfuckers went crazy for that. They was like, you gotta play Tekashi and what is it, Nicki? And when you played that shit, they lost their shit. Nigga.
I forgot I even played. That was before all of this.
Yeah,
that
was before this.
Fuckery,
but I'm just saying, I could see them wanting to hear that new shit.
And then I can see them getting over it and fucking, it's 4 minutes of your fucking life. The song wouldn't have played that long. Same as anybody else in any other song, nigga. If you not tipping, the rules ain't changed, you can go play that shit in your fucking car.
Yeah.
I don't care.
This whole Tekashi shit, man, me and my brother was talking about this. This is, I look at it as the government go use his ass to show snitching is okay. You know, we're going to take care of you.
It's already been established that snitching is okay.
But now at a higher level, because look how he came back. Most NBA young boy was owning YouTube. Now it's Tekashi. You know what I'm saying? The Billboard charts. Billboard took his old shit off there because they ain't want him to win the top charts. He had the most stream live.
Yeah, he's been, they say he's snitching on Billboard behind all that bullshit. But I mean, at the same time, not to cut you off, that Billboard shit, that's absolutely nothing new. Back in the day when there was actually record stores, do you remember the days when you go in the record store, there'd be a single that you can get for like, it would just be one song,
mm-hmm. 99 cents.
Like you buy one and then you get this for a penny.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would be like a little promo CD. They would just ring it up and they would give it to you and it'd just be one penny more.
Yep.
But that all counts towards those sales and those numbers. So
unless you was whole, your single 99 cent mines is $4.
Yeah, you know, so Yeah, shit like that. I remember back in the day when you could buy a single. That motherfuckers would be like $5.23. And you get like the single, the instrumental, the B-side version, the long ass version. You know what I'm saying? They have like, it'd be five tracks and maybe one new song or some other song.
It'd be a little cassette sleeve.
Yeah. You know, they did it on the CDs when the CDs first dropped too. They still had singles too. So like, all of that shit was contrived, manipulated that. Numbers. That's it. I'm done. You just got to settle down. Enjoy your Aquafina.
I thought it was the Sunny. But yeah, it's the government just telling people like, hey, it's cool to snitch. And now they go get a lot of these unsolved cases because you've seen them. What I don't like and I don't respect, I will say this. If you like Tekashi's shit, it is what it is. Like, you know, if you're a civilian and that's what you do, nobody cares. But you old rappers, y'all look damn suspect and whack as hell going back and forth with this dude on the internet. Like, Meek Mill arguing with this dude all day on the internet. Now Snoop done hopped in. They arguing with this nigga all day on the internet. Y'all niggas supposed to be some G's, man.
Didn't Snoop just get caught up in some old internet shit? He was on somebody's shit commenting like, what hotel is that you in? You heard about that shit?
It was
I don't remember the artist, man. But they were on there live, and he chimed in saying some shit like, oh, was that a hotel? And then a chick who was fucking on the live was like, yeah, that's the same hotel you took me to.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of got off the live and shit. But, of course, you know, that was like a little bit of a deal because, of course, he's married happily. You know, this wasn't his wife. So, but that didn't catch a whole lot of wind. It's been more of this Tekashi and all that shit. But, yeah, you know, they rap. At the end of the day, they're rappers, you know.
I believe Troy Avnicks. Just watch what I say. When he go to trial, he go point the finger and talk about that shit. Because, I mean, it's cool, you know. And people was like, well, you got to think of they fucked this baby mom and they did this. Nigga, you running with street niggas. You got to understand there's consequences to that shit. Like, it's fair game. All of that shit is fair game. So
I think this was necessary because motherfuckers are gonna have to really just assess where their loyalties are.
Yeah,
you're gonna just have to assess it from a full form because the whole expectations around snitching, like it or not, this is just open the playing field for people to feel more comfortable snitching. and here's the other thing though. I mean, it's so much of like we said. Even we have talked about exceptions to snitching. Like if you're a civilian, you're not in the streets, you know? Or if it's like a child molestation case and you know something about it, motherfuckers would want to fight you if you didn't say or speak on anything like that, you know? Like there's so many gray areas and exceptions to this snitching thing, man.
Yep.
That y'all motherfuckers going to just have to figure something else out because y'all clearly are lacking core principles that you grew up on and you were raised with and, you know.
Yeah.
So you're just going to blow in the wind with the new tide. So yeah, I better figure this whole snitching thing out because these new wave motherfuckers with absolutely no guidance are going to be like savage. And you know what? Remember you told me, I don't know if it was a guest that was on here who said it or you just told me, but like, man, real shit, y'all got a sweet-ass version of a snitch right now with Tekashi, but there's some savage, cold-blooded, stone-cold motherfucking killers that are snitches.
Yeah.
And they still, like, even in jail, they still in there snitching.
Alpo?
They still, yeah, they still fucking snitching. They still will fucking, and they still kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And niggas ain't, how many motherfuckers you know like that? That you really gonna run up on and say you a snitch. That you know is a certified stone cold killer who will really, really see your ass.
Yeah.
No internet. Right. That shit just don't happen. Yeah. So a lot of that shit, the same fallacy that you lived your life to be this tough and you live your life to be this and you wanna sing about it.
Yeah.
The same fallacy that you think everybody who wants to do that is now real or now, you know, is some way any different.
Yeah.
You gonna succumb to this shit too, buddy.
And people have really used this to piggyback on a lot of shit they been wanting to say, because I done seen niggas going back and forth. I saw Sauce Walker jump out there. It was like, how the hell y'all gonna talk about 6ix9ine and everybody else when Gunna's a snitch? He said, There's a video of Gun on Crime Stoppers back in the day. And they was blaming his cousin for shooting somebody. And Gunner was like, nah, it wasn't my cousin. That nigga right there shot him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched the video. It's a bad look.
So is that it? This is official? This really happened?
Yeah, nigga. Like, you can't.
Is that why he beefing with Thug?
Cause I remember beefing with Thug because Thug said he give props to Maxo Cream and that other nigga how instead of shooting with guns, they met up and fought like men. And Sauce Walker, you know, you're like Thug. So he like, nigga, stay out of Texas business. You ain't come see me. You ain't want to fight me.
Yeah, you know, I saw that video. Like, that nigga just spazzed out on the phone. Just start yelling it. Go on, yeah. Man, fuck, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga said, go snitch, though. I was like, God damn. But, you know, yeah. I mean, that happens, man. Like, people do shit like that. And sometimes my brother had me laughing about this. He was like, man, nigga, think about how many niggas snitched and didn't realize it till after the fact. And they was like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, in the pressure of the moment. Nigga like, no, you did this. No, the hell I didn't. He did it. And then he's like, dry snitching. Damn.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? It literally, I don't even know. It was just, you know, because I have like Netflix and a few other little channels. I don't have cable no more. I got like 7 channels or some shit. But it was one on this free channel I got, and it was like one of them crime shows. And the motherfucker was like, they were like, this is the oddest case ever. All of the suspects, we couldn't find any of them. They all turned themselves in. They turned themselves in. And this motherfucker was like, yeah, they knew the bullet was shot from the passenger side. So the motherfucker was like, nah, you know, I was driving, you know, such and such was on the passenger side. He shot.
No.
He just told him. And then this is what they did. They pulled out. They tried to get it with a little sentiment. They was like, this person died, and there's his family, and there's his kids, yeah. And these are all of his next of kin. And he was like, yeah, I know him. He was like, 6 months ago, his brother got shot. His brother got shot in... And then after that, you know, 6 months later, he said after that, you know, there was a funeral and everything. And then, you know, 6 months later, nah, I shot him.
God damn.
And then they were like, you just admitted that you just shot this motherfucker after you tried to snitch on your man.
Yeah.
Like, and this is all of me turning this shit on for less than like 4 minutes, dog. Nigga then just gave up, came in, snitched, told. John Gotti, what up? Trick. S, what's happening?
That's Rick. Rick, what up, yo?
Oh, Rick. I thought that was a T. My bad, Rick.
I'm going to give y'all a free game before we transition on. OG told me and some of the young homies back in the day, hey, you realize the police don't work for free, right? And we was like, huh? He was like, make them do their damn job. No matter what situation you get in, don't help them motherfuckers do their job. Make them do their job. Make them earn their paycheck. Meaning nigga don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of y'all niggas do. Y'all talk too much. Get yourself caught up in some bullshit. So just shut the fuck up.
I saw this video last night because it's been a whole lot of internet time. It was a woman. She was bipolar. And the caption was just, the caption was just like, what would happen if an African-American behaved this way? And it was like 5 cops. Apparently, she said that someone assaulted her, and she called them, and they didn't do it. And she was like, you pieces of fucking shit. You little dick bitch. She was going in like, you little dick bitch. She was like, do you realize? And they were talking, and she was like, I'm a lawyer. And they were like, what's your bar number? She was like, I don't have to tell you that, you dumb fuck. She was just going in. Helen, and then she was like, you know what? Why would you even fucking think that you're smarter than me? You're a fucking state worker. You're a fucking state worker.
Damn.
Making a low-level wage. And now you think, because you got a little fucking dick, a little dick white boy, and you got a badge, now you can, oh, I got a big dick now. I got a gun. Like, she's going in. Oh, I got a big... She's walking behind them. They leave like, we're finna drive off. She stands in front of the police car. She
just, white woman?
Yeah, white woman.
A nigga was got just, shot.
They came back. They got out again and talked to her like, are you going to move? We're going to arrest you. And like, oh, I'm fucking afraid. Like, I'm really fucking afraid of jail. Like, big dick wants to throw somebody in jail. Like, going in. And it was remarkable.
Don't try that, black folks.
Man, you know what else I want to talk about real quick, though?
What's that?
It's a few examples, and I know you know the dude's name. I forgot his name. The white boy and the Major League Baseball said, fuck that. Is it snail? I want every motherfucking dollar.
You're not playing for reduce.
Yeah, I want every fucking dollar. It's snail, ain't it? That his name? Snail. I gotta say, I fucking love it. I applaud it. Mm-hmm. And there's a few times, there's moments where it's some shit in America that a white person can say, and everybody be like, that makes sense, that's some real shit, but a black person would get ridiculed for.
Yeah.
And I think it was a perfect example. Another one, another historic one, is like John McEnroe. I don't know if you watch a lot of tennis, if you're a big tennis fan, I was, but growing up, if you knew anything about tennis and John McEnroe in the 80s, this motherfucker would curse. Like, this is supposed to be a classy, rich, ritzy white man sport, you know. This motherfucker was cursing he was like a fucking Charles Barkley of tennis, cursing motherfuckers out, yelling with them shorts and shit, breaking rackets, like acting like fucking Adam Sandler before Adam Sandler on the tennis court. And people loved it. But you look at fast forward now, Serena's the best female tennis player of all time, in my opinion, and she gets ridiculed for all types. She can barely scratch her ass, the shit she wear, how her muscles look.
She's if she raises a question,
she raises a question to the referees, you know, and go back to then, you know, the black comparable men's champion, Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
This motherfucker did everything right. He completely, like, he was more on some Martin Luther King shit than Martin Luther King.
He was fucking a lot of bitches, too, now. Look at that shit.
No, Arthur Ashe wasn't.
Who?
Arthur Ashe.
Arthur Ashe died of AIDS.
Because of a blood transfusion.
That's what they put out there.
No,
but
that's a fact.
I've never heard anything. Like Arthur Ashe was.
Ain't no proof of that.
Shit,
we can't discredit that man's history and legacy.
I'm just saying, Arthur Ashe was fucking.
He was married. He was happily married. All that we know is he died of a transfusion. And
he was
they always try to discredit a black man after he gone. Let that man legacy breathe. He was fantastic tennis player. They named the stadium after this Arthur Ashe fucking stadium. This honor and privilege.
Let
to play
me ask
there.
You this before we get into the listener submitted topics. All right, so what would you do? Because apparently, and one of my homegirls told me this shit. I ain't look for it. Will not look for it. Kevin Gates had a sex tape leak. What would you do if somebody leaked a sex tape of you? You know what I mean?
I don't even like a girl that he was not his wife.
That's what they said. I ain't seen the shit.
But if
you just sitting around and then all of a sudden your phone start blowing up and you like, what the fuck? And you look at your shit and somebody then text you a video, a snippet of you eating pussy.
Since you're giving this a lot of thought, why don't you tell us what you would do?
No, you gotta go first.
Well, how do I have to? Is he playing it that way in your mind? No, go ahead and share.
I just open the question out to you.
Well, at that point, you really gotta ask yourself, what can you do, right? So what you need to do is get yourself together, however you know. Because at this point, remember, you're at a point now that, you know, the emotional salvage of any relationships, you know, that's gonna be... It's going to be one of two things. It's going to be over or it's going to be an ongoing process. And that's going to be a painful process with a lot of you getting yelled at on good and bad days. So you just got to lump that up in your mind. This is going to be this. Do I want or do I not? And now you got to think, okay, I'm already a successful, rich, you know, person. History tells me that I need to, by marketing per se, I need to make my fucking money. Like, let's go back to Ray J. When Ray J had a season where he was making hits. Ray J was a hot boy.
Yeah.
And this was right around his sex tape. R. Kelly, you know, after the first sex tape that went, it was somebody else who had a sex tape and their career just went. It was just on go. I was thinking of, and it's going to come back to me. But if you look at history.
Somebody famous?
Yeah, somebody famous that had a sex tape and... Afterward, they leveraged. I mean, and even fucking cheating. Look at Usher. After he cheated and got another chick pregnant, and that nigga dropped Confessions, he called his album Confessions. That shit was like ground change.
I still can't believe that nigga didn't write that shit.
But at the same time, the strategic timing of all of that.
Yeah, it was strategic as fuck.
Yeah, to get that there. Like, he marketed and exploited, even though he didn't even write it, his whole his life at that point in time, and people went crazy. Right. So the next thing, if you just a real nigga and you cold, like you said, you compartmentalize. This fucked up situation with the relationship is gonna be this or that. You could cry over it, you could not cry over it, it's still gonna be whatever the fuck it is. And the person you cheated on ain't gonna give a fuck about your tears. Period.
Well.
So when it comes to this money, now it's time to maximize this shit. So that's my thought process. Now, what do you got, Willie?
I got it. But what if you, what other thing?
You,
what
you, if, you know you're going to call, baby, but, baby, no.
Nah, but what if you didn't even know you was on camera? What if it was a hidden camera tape?
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's already a sunken, that's sunken.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot you can do going down that road, because if you go back immediately, if you do anything to that person, now you're a person of interest. If you reach out to that person again, they're going to get more light, more shine. And they're probably going to be recording whatever engagement you have going forward with them. So that'll only incriminate you more. So that's one of those things. That's a bear trap. There's no need to even go down that road. I think you would go down that road. Bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah, if it's known, now I knew we had a tape together.
Yeah, but if you didn't.
And it's only me and you. And you leaked a snippet of it. You had to. Or you were careless with your phone and allowed somebody else to. Either way, it's your responsibility. So at this point, I'm going to put the whole tape out there. Because you probably only leaked the part where I was doing
well, you were laying
some
there.
Suspect shit. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Laying there in the bed.
Yeah. But I'm going to put the whole shit out there to wait. And listen, this is some fucked up shit.
Do you realize that could just really fuck up your relationship if you put the whole thing on there?
I'm not worried about that. Because here's what
You're
I do.
You're not going to worry about
and
that
And this
at all.
Is free game. You know, this is how men, if you are worried about maybe this is some hidden camera shit or maybe some, always when you're fucking, do something that's just humiliating, you know what I'm saying, or embarrassing to the person you're fucking. That way, if they go and try to put some shit out, like you really want to play with this, like, all right, I got something for you. I'll just leak the whole shit out. Don't run from it. Don't be like, that's not you. Niggas can clearly tell from the tats. From your voice, that's you. If it was a situation where I didn't know, absolutely. I'm not compartmentalizing anything. Bitch, why the hell did you do that shit? Damn, and we got a problem. Like, no, I'm not with that. But Kevin Gates, that's why, you know, they say I fuck with Gates music. But that's why, man, sometimes you just can't be all out there putting your relationship on Front Street, because that was my homegirl's issue. She took real exception to that shit. Like, I was looking at him and Drika, like, their relationship goals, and this nigga out here fucking around. Like, why are you so caught up in their relationship and feeling like, and not only that, you don't know how long ago this shit was from. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Just keep your shit on the low. Watch who you fucking with. Keep the camera out the way and look for any beeping red lights behind a teddy bear picture frame. Book, just be on the lookout, you know what I'm saying? Because it's possible, you know, you'll be on the next episode of
Homeboy. If thank goodness, you know what I'm saying, they didn't have smartphones, he just had some pictures taken of him while he was fucking another chicken. Thankfully, those pictures got, you know, intercepted prior to them. You know, you couldn't just upload, you really would have had to just air them motherfuckers out. And prior to the air out, you know, those got, you know, taken care of. So, but imagine if Noah's generation in that time, that if a motherfucker really just uploaded all that shit, that would have been life-changing.
All right, couple listeners submitted topics. First one, should I give my baby daddy half of our daughter's stimulus money? Yes.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, let me take that back. If he's been actively involved supporting the child, absolutely. If he has been a deadbeat who doesn't do anything for the child really doesn't even know him, no. You're under no obligation. If you're the main source of support for this child, that and the state or the government, no, that nigga's not entitled to anything. But if he's a stand-up guy doing what he should do, absolutely, you should give him half of the stimulus money.
And if he's on child support and he got back child support, then they're gonna send you his entire literally, they're gonna send you his entire stimulus. Like,
damn.
Somebody told me that happened to one of her girlfriends. Like, she got his whole stimulus, so now, you know, she ready to, you know, she winning now.
Like, I thought they weren't doing it.
The first round, yeah, she got his first round stimulus.
So they took his shit and the child shit.
No, because he owed back child support. So his whole stimulus
check.
$1,200. They just gave it to her.
Damn.
Yeah. She got the whole thing.
I know that nigga was sick.
Yep. Be in your kid's life.
Yeah, listen, nigga, be there. Fuck. I saw a rubber wrapper in the trash can of this chick I'm fucking. I've been fucking her all. There's no title. How should I feel about this?
Feel secure in knowing that she's fucking someone else. Know that. And know that if you just slipped in there and y'all were doing the condom thing and then y'all stopped, she's slipping up with somebody else that she's fucking too. So you're there. You're here now. So act accordingly. You're here. That means your dick, because, you know, you've been wherever this other gentleman's dick has been now. I hope if you kissed her, hey, you know. If you're in a Japanese porn, they do that. They kiss each other after, you know. They kiss women after.
Wait, what?
Like, Japanese porn, like, they kissing is erotic, so a chick will suck dick, but then she'll get up and kiss, like, different guys. Like, they do that. So, that's where you are now, guy. If you kiss this woman, you know, that's where you are now. That's where she's been. So, now you just need to get your emotions out of it and figure out what you're going to do.
So, is that your go-to, like, hentai porn?
It's not hentai. What the fuck is hentai? Is something completely different. How do you know about hentai porn?
Well, you said Japanese. That's what I associate Japanese, with that shit.
Wow.
I don't know.
Have you ever watched hentai?
No. I just felt like Japanese was the shit.
What the fuck? Willie? Like, you really get very deep and diversified into your porn out of shit, buddy.
Hey, damn.
No, I was thinking more on the lines of the bukkakes.
God damn it. That shit is disgusting, nigga. What the fuck? As far as the listener topic go, I look at it two ways. Either one, be very happy that she thinks enough of you to make the other nigga use a rubber.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're the main.
You're the main, bro. You're the main. Ain't no title, but you still the main. Or, number two, she could be putting pressure on you. Ain't nobody used that rubber. She put that shit in the trash to get the thought in your mind, because at the end of the day, I don't believe no woman would just purposely know that you coming over to bust her ass and leave a condom wrapper in her trash.
Unless she's young and dumb.
Yeah, I don't think that should have happened. So
she might be, though.
I think she trying to put pressure on you to you know, that what are we? I think she need an answer to that. Or she's wanting a title or something. I don't, you know, so.
Dude, you might not be that player. She might just get that little bit of a fuck, and you got to know where you are in your position. And the problem is, a man in that position going to think he the one that got it on lock like that.
Yeah.
So she might not. She just might be that ratchet and don't give a motherfucker. And you got to be able to honestly take a step back and be like, yo, am I that cool that she's willing to do all of that and risk, you know? Because if she think you all of that, a lot of niggas, whether they understand that you might be doing that for a game or not, they're going to be like, game over.
Yeah,
there's too many other women out here, and I got too much shit going on for myself.
Right.
So either way, if that's the case, what he's saying, she's thinking that, you know, you're going to now kind of lunge towards her. So, you know, obviously you're kind of less than what you, you know, thought you were in that, in terms of her reverence. But, you know, neither here nor there, man. Love her. Enjoy yourself.
And this one, since I started working from home, I realized he's not the one for me. I guess the only thing I could think of, you're spending more time with him now, and maybe that's why you came to that conclusion. I don't know.
I say you got to live with a motherfucker to know if you really, you know.
But I mean, they already been living together from how I read it. Now that I'm working from home,
it's yeah, like they see each other like yeah, all day. Time.
It's like, oh, this motherfucker's not the one. I guess they're looking for what they should do. Get back to work, not from home, as quick as possible, if you want to save your relationship, or figure out why. What they're doing or what has exposed you to them not being the one, and verbalize that, see if they're willing to make some changes. If they're not willing to make changes, it's on you. You got to decide if you go stay or you go. You know? That's what I would say. Thoughts, Anderson.
Wait a minute. I immediately was like, man, I don't give a fuck about this shit. I want to tell me a question again. Let me articulate it properly. I don't want to say I don't give a fuck.
She's saying since she started working from home, she realized.
Yeah, you just gotta fucking figure out an exit strategy. Don't sob about it.
You don't want her to work on it?
The fuck? If you realized it, if you're sure, you need to start acting accordingly.
Okay.
And if you're acting accordingly, no man who really, and what your luck is, you're gonna meet the man that's like a dope nigga. But then you're going to have this whole list, I don't like him, but we live together, it's complicated, but I really like you, and I can't talk right now. And no, he's not going to take you, you know, for the potential that he would have saw in you. So go ahead, get your exit strategy. Go ahead, plan on working that thing on out, moving that thing on around, get that thing on, bada da. But if you're bullshitting, it's only going to backfire on you, babe.
Yeah. So take heed, take note. You know, y'all ask us for our opinion and shit. We share it, so just make sure y'all use it and stop being stupid. So as we get ready to close out, everything, at least in our area, is I think we're in what they're calling phase two of reopening the economy. With everything open up, Anderson, are you just hopping out here with both feet, or what phase are you in personally?
I'm in the phase where I'm going to DJ with a mask, and I've already come to terms that if you're going to wear a mask effectively, that means you're not drinking at all, because your mask has to stay over your face.
Yep.
So, but I'm with it. Like I said, you know, like even with Willie, this is where my mind works. Like, I haven't been to the barbershop. I shaved myself up, did a good job the first time, not so good the second time. Willie's went to the barber.
Yeah. Today.
Today.
7 weeks without a lineup or a break.
Way to throw that in. But the point being is,
hi, Mom.
I have not been to the barber. I've now been to his barber. That's just how I look at it now.
Yeah.
Nigga, and I didn't even tell you, my cousin, you ain't even meet this cousin, bro. Just real quick, man. This nigga told my mom, I don't know, they were talking about me. She lived in H-Town too. Yeah, Anthony be on the internet all the time. He has a DJ page and you just follow the fitness page and he really be mixing live. So she goes back. She goes back and she looks at the mix you saw on IGTV. And she's like, what's that in your glass? That better be a tall glass of water. She's trolling me. She's like, you don't need to be swearing at all.
Right.
And then I'm like 3 minutes before I go live to do my weekly, you know, Neo Soul Sundays at 9 p.m. Tune in, motherfuckers. I did the Neo Soul Sunday joint. And she's still like, I want to see water, no cursing. I like that song, you know, like really going in. And my cousin was like, oh, oops. And I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? And she was just basically like, yeah, she's younger. She was like, y'all used to beat up on me when I was a little kid.
I forgot you didn't let her. I'm going to be careful now because if she see my name like it, she going to send me a follow.
Oh, she going to find it's all that. She already followed me. I was like, fuck.
Did she hop on your live?
I think she might have been viewing because she was talking to me about it, but I didn't see her name under it. So I don't know what she might have been there with my cousin. I don't know what the fuck
going on. You're going to have to do an accidental blog.
I said that on the live. I was like, look, if she can accidentally blog, y'all better not tell my mama shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
Yeah, she really did a number on me. But yeah, 336 pull up. What's happening, man? Always good
what
to see
up,
y'all.
Man? Hell yeah.
But you know, it's good to be back. We happy to be back. Good to be back in the gym. Shout out to Merv Bo.
Yeah.
Make sure you send us your music, send us your topics. We appreciate it. We got a lot more good stuff in front of us. You can find us on Facebook at I Say Podcast, all one word, as well as Instagram. You can send all of that good shit to isaypodcast@gmail.com. Curvy Vegetarian, what's happening? You can send your music to bookbookdjrain@gmail.com. Niggas can be reached on the phone, 864-735-7235. Oh, yeah, so those are the platforms and mediums to reach us. Fuck with us next week. We're going to be back in action. On behalf of Merv Bo, is the Real Truth, and myself, DJ Rain, we are signing out, saying we'll see ya. Bow.